How do we know that the month of Ramadan has started? And this is also important because every single year, the Muslims, they always fast on different days. You might have two mosques next door to each other, and one masjid is fasting on one day, and then other masjid is fasting on the next day. In fact, worse than this is in a single home, you might have the father of the house fasting on one day, and the sons and the daughters fasting on another day. So we have to understand and study that according to the rulings of the Sharia, how do we know the month of Ramadan has started? And how do we know when the month of Ramadan ends? And the Sharia has told us that there are three ways for us to know when Ramadan has started. Three ways. The first of these three ways is when you physically yourself, you sight the new moon. So when you sight the new moon, then you know that the next day is the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. That whoever amongst you cites the month, meaning whoever amongst you cites the new moon for the next month, then let him fast. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صُومُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ وَأَفْطِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ. Keep your fast according to your sighting of it, meaning begin fasting when you sight the new moon. وَأَفْطِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ. And break your fast, meaning finish the month of Ramadan when you sight the new moon. So this is the first way for us to know that Ramadan has begun. If you yourself, you individually go out and you physically see the new moon. The second way is, let's say if you personally didn't see the new moon, but another trustworthy Muslim, he informs us that he has seen the new moon, then you also fast. So the second way of knowing when Ramadan begins is if you don't sight the new moon, but another trustworthy Muslim, he sights the new moon, and so you fast. And this is something which occurred at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said in the hadith of Sunan Abi Dawood, he said, تَرَى النَّاسَ الْهِلَالِ فَرَأَيْتُهُ. He said, people went out to go sight the new moon, and I saw it. فَأَخْبَرْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So I informed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَصَامَهُ وَأَمَرَ النَّاسِ بِصِيَامِ. And so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم fasted the next day, and he ordered the people to fast. So notice, in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he himself did not see the new moon. But another Muslim from the community, i.e. Ibn Umar, he saw the new moon. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam fasted, and he ordered the people to fast based upon the witness statement of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. From this, the fuqaha, they take a benefit that when it comes to the beginning of the new moon of Ramadan or Eid or the ending of Ramadan, you only need one witness. So we don't need two witnesses or four witnesses like in some other scenarios and situations. Rather, we only require a single witness. And as long as this single witness is a trustworthy person, udul, he's a trustworthy person, he isn't a liar, he's trustworthy, he's truthful, he doesn't commit major sins, he isn't known to be a criminal or somebody who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also he has the physical ability and the physical capability to sight the moon, and he bears witness, then his witness statement is accepted. So this is the second way of us knowing when the new moon has, when Ramadan has begun. Either that you sight the new moon yourself, or you don't sight it, but somebody else in your land, in your area, informs you that the new moon has been sighted. Notice about this, that the starting of Ramadan, it isn't attached to the new moon itself. It is attached to your sighting of the new moon. And this is important. Fasting of Ramadan, it is only based upon us seeing the new moon, not the new moon itself. And therefore, we as Muslims, We don't need to rely on mathematical calculations or calendars or what the astronomers are saying or what the observatories are saying. We don't need to rely on any of this. Because we are only concerned with whether we have sighted the new moon, not whether the new moon is there or not. So it's possible that one day the new moon might be there, but we cannot see it due to bad weather. And if you cannot see it due to bad weather, then you do not fast. Because the new moon has not been sighted, even if it was calculated that it was there. So let's say if we go out to sight the new moon and we cannot see the new moon due to clouds or whether it's raining, there's a storm, our view is obstructed or any other reason, then what do? Then we rely on the third option. And the third option is that if you cannot see the new moon for whatever reason, you complete 30 days of Sha'ban the previous month. And this was also mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftiru li ru'yatihi." He said, "Fast, I begin your fasting with the sighting of the new moon. And finish your fasting," meaning finish Ramadan, "with your sighting of the new moon. فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانْ 30." And if the weather is cloudy and you're not able to view the new moon, then complete 30 days of fasting. And in one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنْ غُبِّيَ عَلَيْكُمْ أُخْفِيَ. And if the new moon is hidden from you, then complete 30 days of fasting. So these are the three ways by which we know the month of Ramadan has started. Either you sight the new moon, or you don't sight it, but another trustworthy Muslim informs you that he has sighted the new moon. Or the third option is that your view is obstructed because of clouds, because of the weather, because of a storm, and therefore you complete 30 days of Sha'ban, and then the next day is the beginning of the month of Ramadan. So this is with regards to how do we know when the month of Ramadan has begun or ended. When do we fast on a daily basis? Meaning on a daily basis, when does our fast begin and when does our fast end? And this was clarified in the definition of fasting. We said, مِنْ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ إِلَىٰ غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ, from the break of dawn to sunset. Many people, they make a mistake when they are explaining fasting to others, like the non-Muslims. So if a non-Muslim asks you, when do you fast? Many people say, we fast from sunrise to sunset. And this is incorrect. And anybody who fasted from sunrise to sunset, the fast is not valid. He has to make up that fast at a later stage. So as Muslims, we don't fast from sunrise to sunset. Rather, we fast from Tulu' al-Fajr, which is the break of dawn. So there's a difference between sunrise and the break of dawn. In Arabic, sunrise, it is called Tulu' al-Shams. And the break of dawn is called Tulu' al-Fajr. It's a big difference between both of them. So sunrise is when the sun is physically appearing and rising above the horizon. Meaning, if you look far away at the horizon, you will see the tip of the sun. It is slowly appearing above the horizon. You can see the sun itself. This is sunrise. Tulu' al-Fajr, the break of dawn, is before this. And Tulu' al-Fajr is when the sun is still below the horizon. However, the rays of the sun or some light from the sun can be seen. And this is called Tulu' al-Fajr. So the sun is still below the horizon. You cannot see any of the sun, but you can see some rays of the sun or you can see some light. And this is clear because if you look at the horizon, you will see a white thread. And this white thread across the horizon, this is some light which is appearing from the break of dawn. So when it is Tulu' al-Fajr, you can clearly see a thread of light and a thread of darkness. This thread of light across the horizon, this is the break of dawn. And the black thread, this is the darkness of the night. And of course, as time goes on, the thread of light, it is becoming bigger and bigger, because the morning is coming and the dawn has broken and the sun is starting to rise. And the black thread of darkness, it is getting smaller and smaller because the night is disappearing. And this is what Allah mentioned in the Quran. He said, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ. Allah said in the Quran, eat and drink until the white thread is clear and distinct from the black thread. And what is the white thread and the black thread? I.e. the white thread of dawn, the white thread of the morning, and the black thread of darkness.